Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I want to jump into this thought about talents, and we learned a lot about it. I mean, Jesus talked about talents given and what we do with them, but I've discovered that we often don't understand this connection between growing in Christ and trusting God for greater faith has everything to do with trusting and beginning with what he's already given us. You know, in Jesus's well-known parable about the talents, we read that those who cultivated the talents given to them by their master were given even more talents and greater responsibility. But in contrast to that, the one guy who hid his talent in the ground out of laziness or fear or failure, maybe it was just fear of failure and this sense of overwhelming anxiety. What do I have to do? And in any way, Jesus' response to this dude is not good. I mean, think about this. The first guy has been given a lot. The next guy has been given a little less. And the last guy has been given a little less. And this is the story as the text gives us an idea. Whoever has will be given more. Whoever has will be given more. And they will have in abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. Now that's in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, verse 12. But I want to go back and look at the text and let's take it a little bit at a time. It starts off with two words, whoever has. Now that the assumption there is that you already have something. Like God has already said to you, hey, you've got this. I want you to do something with it. So if you can sing, sing. If you can do QuickBooks, do QuickBooks. If you can preach, preach. But now let it be a resounding call that you're putting those to good work. One of the things I think that happens in our life with Christ is that while we try to serve people and put our gifts to use, oftentimes we confuse what we've been gifted with performance. And our thoughts are, but I can have a great performance. I could preach far better than anybody I know. And we get this thought that it's about how good we do. And that really is not the message from Christ. He says, whoever has, meaning he's already given us all that, will be given more. And they will have in abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have, will be taken from them. So let's be diligent in our work and let's be diligent to continue to grow in service for Jesus and his kingdom. When we look at this short parable, think to yourself, God has entrusted these children to me. What will I do with them? Jesus has entrusted me with this relationship, this friendship. What will I do with them? Jesus has given me this spouse that is a gift into my life. What will I do with it? And I think what happens in my life is I forget that Jesus has literally given these gifts to me that I might do something that is Christianly and biblical and Christ-focused. So when you think about your children, is there something going on in your life that you are intentionally growing them into what God wants them to be? Is it possible that your ability to work is that you might be able to do even greater works because of your capacity? You might want to join me in this prayer. Lord, help me to be diligent in developing the gifts and abilities that you have placed inside of me so that I can be someone you trust to do your will. Now, every time you get done and you say, in Jesus' name I pray, and then say amen, I want you to realize what you're really doing is you're saying, Jesus, I'm going to trust you with this prayer, and any way that you see fit to answer it, I'm going to receive it. I'm going to trust that. This is kind of what it looks like with the talents we've been given. Are you going to do all that you can with what he's already given you? My friend, go out there today and use those gifts for the kingdom's work. And you'll find a return on that effort in kingdom results that will blow your mind. Don't you just one time want to be able to lay your head on a pillow and know, God allowed me to be a part of something that was extraordinarily awesome. Let today be that day and put your talents, put your gifts to work for the kingdom's good. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We'll gather for our worship gatherings at 9:30 and 11 a.m. And you can always follow us live at live.sugarhill.church or on Facebook. And we have Sugar Hill Español, our Spanish-speaking service, at 11 o'clock in our chapel. So hang out with us. And it might be amazed. Crap. So hang out with us And I bet you'll be amazed at how kind and gracious the folks here at Sugar Hill Church are. God bless you. Bye-bye.